Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eldon E. Bulow, 70 of Hill Point, died March 12th at home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Eldon E. Bulow, 70 of Hill Point. Lonnie Tim Clark, 65 of Boscobel, died March 18th. A funeral service will be held Friday at noon at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made to the Boscobel Fire Department or the Boscobel Rescue Squad, or made out to the family for hunter safety scholarships and or a memorial at Governor Dodge State Park. Lonnie Tim Clark, 65 of Boscobel. Tammy Lee Wentworth, 62 of Muscadet, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 6 at the Sportsman's Lounge and Supper Club in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 4 until 6. Tammy Lee Wentworth, 62 of Muscadet. Donna Janine Reed, 91 of Richland Center, died March 16th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the First Baptist Church. Donna Janine Reed, 91 of Richland Center. Lyle C. Vesperman, 82 of Boscobel, died March 16th at home. A memorial service will be held at 1 Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Prairie Cemetery in Fenimore. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Lyle C. Vesperman, 82 of Boscobel. Bernadine J. Bernie Dawnbaugh, 80 of Dodgeville, died February 25th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 10 to 2 at Boscobel Bull and Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will follow. Bernadine J. Bernie Dawnbaugh, 80 of Dodgeville. Keith Floyd Johnson, age 81, died last Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 2 to 5 at the Cradwell Memorial Municipal Building in Muscadet. Keith Floyd Johnson, age 81. Lucy Frawley, 91, formerly of Muscadet, died Sunday at the Mayo Clinic Hospital in Red Wing, Minnesota. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at St. Philip Catholic Church, Soldiers Grove. Friends may call at the church from 9 until the time of service at 11, with a rosary at 8:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Philip Catholic Cemetery, St. Philip PCCW, or charity of your choice. The Mann Family Funeral Home in Red Wing, Minnesota, is assisting the family of Lucy Frawley, 91, formerly of Muscadet. Phyllis Armbruster, 88 of Muscadet, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held Monday at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Monday from 1:30 until the time of service at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to a Grace Hospice Care or St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Phyllis Armbruster, 88 of Muscadet. Richard L. Dick Thurber, 85 of Spring Green, died unexpectedly February 17th at home. A memorial gathering will be held Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Burial will be in the Hillside Cemetery in Poinette at a later date. Memorials may be made to the UW Carbone Cancer Center. Richard L. Dick Thurber, 85 of Spring Green. Laverne Jean Lou Nundahl, 65 of Richland Center, died Sunday at home. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, April 10th, from 4 to 7 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Richland Area Rescue. Laverne Jean, Lou Nundahl, 65, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Mia and Brock Weber had a daughter, Veda Marjorie.